The Center for Public Policy Priorities has crunched the numbers, and a family of three in the Houston area with two working parents and one child needs to make at least $11 an hour per working parent to meet their minimum needs. Factor in another child, and each working parent needs to make at least $13 an hour just to make it. For single working adults without children, the center estimates that $12 an hour would meet basic needs. The center's associate director, Frances Devaney, explains what those basic expenses are.
When we are looking at basic expenses for families, we're talking about those things that every American family would say are necessities in order to live a safe and healthy life. That includes housing, food, childcare, health insurance coverage, medical out-of-pocket expenses, transportation, which means, you know, paying for gas and mileage for your car, and other basic necessities like phone service and minimal clothing. We try to keep it very, very basic with our estimates using oftentimes below actual cost estimates for things in the various cities. And we still come up with amounts that are coming to like twice the poverty line in order to meet these basic expenses.
The federal minimum wage is $7.25. That's well below what the center says single working adults need to make to meet their needs in the greater Houston, Sugar Land, Woodlands metroplex. So what do people cut from their needs just to make it in this town? Devaney had some thoughts.
Unfortunately, a lot of times they're having to make really tough choices in order to stretch their dollars if they can't make that minimum basic income necessary. So they might be choosing to put their child in a care facility that's not licensed or maybe a little more questionable in terms of safety. They may actually go without health insurance, which puts their own health at risk because they're less likely to get preventative care. They may be having to make choices about doubling up with another family member or having multiple generations live in a home, which could be wonderful, a great experience and a great way to save money, but it also could mean kind of overtaxing a space that was not built for to accommodate that many people in it. So there's a lot of choices that people make. It doesn't mean that if you don't make our basic budgets that you can't make ends meet, but you might have to choose to not have some of the things that the rest of us take for granted and consider basic minimum necessities.
According to the Center for Public Policy Priorities, the local median hourly wage in the Houston metroplex is about $18 an hour. However, for women, the median wage is typically less. In fact, the center crunched those numbers as well for five different industries. For each industry in our area, women received a lower median wage than men.
The fact that women are paid less has been a chronic problem, not just in Houston or in Texas, but across the United States. This is a significant problem because two-thirds of Texas families rely on women's income for a significant portion of their household income. That means that women are contributing at least 25%. And for many families, they are contributing the majority of the income, if not all of the income. Also, one-third of our Texas kids live in families that are headed by a single parent, and most of those are female-headed. So what that means is when women are paid less for the same job, that means we are automatically making it harder for women to be able to provide for the basic needs of their children and for their families.
The center takes this data and research it developed, and they use it to try to influence policy decisions. Devaney explains.
So at the Center for Public Policy Priorities, we are advocating for lawmakers to really take into account all of the things that families need to be able to have a safe and healthy life. You have to look at the combination of things that affect a family's pocketbook to be able to make ends meet. That includes making sure families have access to health insurance. That includes making sure that people have the ability to save for higher education, because that has been proven to be one of the most important pathways to be able to move into the middle class and to be able to make ends meet. It includes making sure people have access to affordable childcare for their kids so that they can go to work and make a good living for their families. All of these things work in combination together, and we are really working together to try with lawmakers, both at the local and the state level, to try to make sure that families can be healthy, well-educated, and financially secure.
For more information, visit familybudgets.org.